Penguin Audio presents Guilty Pleasures by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. Willie McCoy had been a jerk before he died. His being dead didn't change that. He sat across from me wearing a loud plaid sport jacket. The polyester pants were primary Crayola green. His short black hair was slicked back from a thin triangular face. He had always reminded me of a bit player in a gangster movie. The kind that sells information, runs errands, and is expendable. Of course, now that Willie was a vampire, the expendable part didn't count anymore. But he was still selling information and running errands. No, death hadn't changed him much. But just in case, I avoided looking directly into his eyes. It was standard policy for dealing with vampires. He was a slime bucket, but now he was an undead slime bucket. It was a new category for me. We sat in the quiet, air-conditioned hush of my office. The powder blue walls, which Bert, my boss, thought would be soothing, made the room feel cold.
"Mind if I smoke?" he asked.
"Yes," I said, "I do."
"Damn. You aren't gonna make this easy, are you?"
I looked directly at him for a moment. His eyes were still brown. He caught me looking, and I looked down at my desk. Willie laughed, a wheezing snicker of a sound. The laugh hadn't changed.
"Geez, I love it. You're afraid of me."
"Not afraid, just cautious."